ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Simpleton Podcast. I am your host, Lem Simpleton, and I am joined by my very, very frequent guests, or Nate Simpleton.
Permanent guests.
Permanent guests. I'm joined by Nate Simpleton and Charlie Simpleton.
We either kind of like the guests that don't leave after we should for, you know.
Yeah, probably
should. No, reasonable purposes, yeah.
Like, I do want to point out, Lemuel is hosting, and I love the fact that he is, I gave him a lecture last night about the way, about his microphone not being close enough to his mouth, so he's holding it like an old-time
fashion. I don't like know what else to do with this.
Deal, yeah.
He's like an old-time crooner. He's
gonna welcome to WKRP in Cincinnati.
I could eat it. I could eat my microphone. I'm sure that sounds so good.
Well, it sounds much better than it normally does, usually. Actually.
Okay, maybe I'll just eat the microphone.
Right on!
Anyways, right, this week, we are reviewing a Fantastic Negritos album, Have You Lost Your Mind Yet? And, I mean, during 2020 and 2021,
the answer is yes.
The answer is yes, yeah. Yeah. It's been a rough year. Anyways, I guess a little backdrop here, as Father likes to provide. Fantastic Negrito is an American singer-songwriter whose music spans blues, R&B, and roots music. His 2016 album, The Last Days of Oakland, won a Grammy for Best Contemporary Blues Album at the 59th Grammy Awards, and in 2019, his album Please Don't Be Dead won the same category.
I like the name of that one.
Please! Please don't be dead! Please don't be dead. And that's really...
That's what I say to myself every time I wake up in the morning.
What I say to my cats when I see them sleeping. Yeah, that's all they got. Thanks, Wikipedia, for that.
Right on.
Dad, what did you think of this album?
Fantastic Negrito. In fact, like I said, we've been such a long time since we've been recording that I totally forgot that we were actually reviewing this. So I had listened to it before, but it's been a while. So as we are talking, it is pumping into my ear holes. The one thing I'll say about Fantastic Negrito is, one, he has a lot of style. I mean, just look at his album covers, right? He's got a lot of style. I like his music. I mean, bottom line is I do like his music. At the very basic, it is blues music. There is no doubt about that. There are times, however, where I feel like he doesn't really know what he wants to do, and so he does too much in the songs. Like, there are songs I'm like, dude, you could, like, take just a little bit out of this, and it would be just fine. Like, the Chocolate Samurai songs, like, there's way too many things going on in that song. And I don't mind busy music if it's done well, but I'm just like, it's like, oh, should we make this rock? No, let's make it dance. No, let's make it R&B. No, let's make it. It's like, well, just stop, okay? Yeah, I mean, Chocolate Samurai, you're, like, cutting it into 100 pieces. Is that what you're trying to do? So, bottom line is, I like the album. I really do think it's good. He's obviously a really good guitar player, at least a blues guitarist, and I think he would be really, really fun to see in concert. So
yes,
that's what I'll say.
It could be an entertaining show.
Yes.
Charlie,
that's all
what
I got.
Do you think?
Well, see, now this is a new. This being a new album, I came into it blind. But at the same time, it's like I've been led on by, the reason that we're reviewing this is because of a coworker named Eric, and we go to Treefort together and a lot of shows, and I've enjoyed his previous albums, and this one stepped in, and it muddied the waters a little bit for my taste for his album.
But Muddy Waters is a really good
Muddy
good
Waters
musician.
Is a good blues musician. And you can probably sense that influence. As,
yes.
You know,
yes.
The blues is very strong. A lot of gospel in this one.
Yes.
Which is kind of an antithesis for the writing of the album. Because all the songs are like really negative.
Yeah. Right. Let's name some of the names of these songs, shall we? Searching for Captain Save a Ho. Your Sex is Overrated.
I'm so happy.
All
I
Up
cry.
In My Space. King Frustration. Platypus Dipster.
That one
I don't
makes
even
no
know what that
to
means.
Me.
But anyway.
Exactly. That's the whole thing. Is that this guy's he's really creative, and I think he's like just got this disenchantment for things that are going on. I mean, you can really sense it in that really short clip of Justice in America. You know, it's just this is like a slap in the face.
Yeah.
His whole idea. I mean, the last album he did was a lot about drug use and how everybody's overlooked that are drug users, and and how they have no treatment, you know. And so, yeah, this one is steps in the right vein, in the same direction, just down and dirty. Let's get this done.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for that, Charlie. Well,
I don't know. Mr. Host.
I'm very bad.
Mr. Host, what do you think?
Well, I will say that I agree. The first thing I noticed as soon as you start playing the album is sound. It just hits you with a wall of it. Like, as soon as you press play, it doesn't waste any time. I liked the little sprinkles of gospel, and it's definitely... I noticed it came out in 2020, and you can tell that it's been... Like, his writing was affected by the crazy stuff that was already happening, and they have that short little interlude where they're talking about, is there justice? Yeah, there's just for those who have money, but, you know...
Money.
Yeah, definitely could tell he was going through a lot of the same stuff that we were... but yeah, lots of noise, and it was a little hard to keep track of everything that was going on for me. So I guess that was why it was probably hard for me to write too much down about the music, because I was like, I don't really know what to pay attention to. So that's what I got.
Fair enough.
Do we have any more thoughts on that?
No.
I think it's time to give it a rating.
Give it a rating, Charlie. You give the rating first.
I'm going to give it a 2.5. I thought it was a good sound. But it didn't hold my attention for the whole album. I probably have like maybe one, maybe two tracks that are like going to stream through a playlist. But yeah, I thought it was well worth a listen. But yeah, I think that's where I'm going to sit at.
You know what? I'm right there with you. 2.5. It's fun to listen to one time around. There's a lot of fun sound. I wouldn't say the songs are necessarily fun in and of themselves, but the sound's fun a lot of the time. So give it a listen. Give them the views. Dad, what do you got?
Well, I'm going to go a little higher. I'm going to give it a 3 just because I really did appreciate the musicianship. I just the sonic space was there. Sometimes it was muddled, like I said, it was too much, but I'll give it a 3 because I do appreciate the tremendous musicianship that was obvious on this album. And again, I think we're probably in a situation where albums don't do it justice. I think if we saw him live, I think we'd have a much better respect for who he is and what he does. So one day, maybe we'll see that. Because I got a feeling, man, that this, I mean...
this is not the end.
Yeah, there's some action that goes on that concert stage that you're just not catching on the album. And I think can't wait to see him in live.
Fair enough. So that's a 2.5, 2.5, and a 3. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think that means it's Simpleton certified, but still worth a listen. If we have any closing thoughts here at all, anyone?
No, hey, if you guys have other opinions of Fantastic Negrito, please let us know in the comments. We love to hear what you guys think about the album we review, the movies review, and our comments too. If you think we're a bunch of dumb idiots, then you're not alone, first of all. All of our wives think that. So please feel free to let us know in the comments.
Yes, do that. Hit that like button. Subscribe if you haven't already. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a Patreon. This doesn't cost a ton of money, but it would be nice to see some support from there. And also we have a website where we've been trying to review things, but a lot of us are busy. So we haven't been doing a great job.
Yep. Not even sure if it's actually active at the moment, to be quite honest. I mean, I know it is, but because they took money out of my account. So I'm assuming it's active, but we haven't been there. So, you know, if we see some traffic driving to our site, we'll spend more time on it. Come on by. Check out thesimpletonreview.com.
Spend some time reading. I mean, I know we don't really do that here in 2021 anymore, but anyways, that's all we have for today, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.